USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New Jersey's coronavirus numbers are going down, yet Governor Phil Murphy says masks are now mandatory.
We were the first state in America to require them indoors. They've been strongly recommended out of doors. We're going to turn that up a notch today and say we're going to ask you, if you can't socially distance, then it's going to be required.
Many other states in the South are seeing spikes. President Trump is not happy with the CDC guidelines for schools reopening. He calls the CDC guidelines too tough, too expensive, and too impractical.
He doesn't want these guidelines to be a reason for schools to not reopen.
Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany cites one in particular.
Have children bring their own meals as feasible. Well, there are 22 million children in this country who depend on these meals at schools.
The administration says the CDC will issue new guidelines for schools next week. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
An attorney for one of the former officers charged in the killing of George Floyd filed a motion to dismiss charges against him based on the transcripts of the body-worn camera footage from the scene. Attorney Earl Gray filed a motion to dismiss charges of aiding and abetting murder and manslaughter in the May 25th killing of Floyd against his client, Thomas Lane, citing a lack of probable cause. Fellow former Minneapolis police officers Alexander Kung and Tu Thao are also facing charges of aiding and abetting murder and manslaughter, while veteran officer Derek Chauvin, who knelt on Floyd's neck for nearly 9 minutes, faces charges of murder. Gray cited body camera footage from the scene of Floyd's arrest, in which Lane twice asked whether Floyd should be rolled onto his side, but Chauvin declined both times. Gray also noted that Lane was hired by the Minneapolis Police Department in February 2019, and he actually finished his final training just 5 days before Floyd died. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Police reform bills are still in the works in Congress. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg reports.
After Senate Democrats blocked his police reform bill, Republican Senator from South Carolina Tim Scott isn't giving up hope.
I'm an internal optimist. So I'm always looking for the silver lining. But the conversations that are now, folks who are now calling me about the legislation from the other side suggest that perhaps it's not dead. We may have a Lazarus moment. We may not.
Speaking alongside Attorney General Bill Barr, Senator Scott says he's willing to make some changes in the Senate bill that Senate Democrats would not even let get to the House floor.
My bill did not have racial profiling in it. It's in the House bill. That is something that we would at least take a look at, being able to have more information on racial profiling so that we draw better conclusions, number one.
Another Supreme Court ruling has gone the way the administration had hoped it would. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
The Supreme Court is backing a Trump administration plan to help companies deny giving their workers free birth control under their health care coverage. A 7-2 ruling says publicly traded companies and large universities can claim a religious objection to providing that coverage, and even those without a moral objection are now exempt from that requirement. The ruling does help President Trump deliver on a campaign promise to roll back coverage that had been provided through Obamacare. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.